Well, we look at violence as a disease that spreads from person to person. This book is something that I always wanted to have a book out there to really to talk about the work. But when I first connected with Josh, like I was a violence interrupter. My job every day was putting out fires, mediating conflict, stopping people from shooting and killing each other.
If you look through the show description before you clicked play, you recognized a very familiar name. I'm reconnecting with my man Josh out in Chicago. He's bringing on his man today and co-author Kobe. They bring in something big out. It's called Interrupting Violence: One Man's Journey to Heal the Streets and Redeem Himself. This is a big, big preview. The book's coming out this summer, but they've got some pre-order opportunities. They want to get some pre-releases out there. But more importantly, they need to let you know exactly what they're working on. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining Writing with Authors.
Awesome. Thank you, Vince, for having us. We're thrilled to
Yes,
be
we happy
here.
to be here. Yes, happy to be here.
Absolutely. And depending on when you're listening to this episode, we're going to have this aired on all three platforms because it does triple dip. There's mental health ties to this. They are obviously expressing their entrepreneurial capabilities by putting this book out into the world. And, Josh, it's great to see how much progress and growth you have each and every time we talk. I'm going to open it up to you. What led to this collaboration between the two of you? Not even just about the book. Where'd you meet? Run that story down for us.
That'd be great. So Kobe and I have known each other now for probably going on about 13, 14 years, I believe. I think we actually started talking about doing this book like the first time that we met, the first time we were introduced. We were at a community event for violence prevention. We met there, worked together at Cure Violence, then called Ceasefire. Which is a public health approach to violence prevention. And we just jammed, we just connected, hit it off really quick. And what's interesting to talk about, just as far as the book's concerned, Vince, which I think will resonate with you and with a lot of your listeners, is that this project actually started as a ghostwriting project, right? So initially, the plan was that, we would ghostwrite, it would be in Kobe's name, and we would get it out there. And we started working on it, and Kobe went, probably about a year or so in the working on it, and said, "Josh, you're putting a lot of work in. You should have your name on the cover too, right?" And I share that story for two reasons. The first, with your audience in mind, and I know you do a lot of ghostwriting too. The first point is you never know where a project's going to take you, right? Like this could have been like a one-off thing, but we're now 15 years down the road and we're still jamming. Kobe's a business partner in several of our endeavors as well. We've got a
Awesome.
nonprofit that we started together. So that's the first point. The second point that I wanted to make, just sharing that little anecdote there, is that this man is very generous in spirit. I share it just because it's like one of the things that I have learned from Kobe, and I think comes across in the book, is that there is no reason why everyone can't win, right? And I feel like we're kind of in a dynamic, we're in a world oftentimes where you think like, oh, how am I going to get a leg up? How am I going to, get an advantage on my competition or whatever, whatever. And one of the things that I have learned from this man is, there are spaces where we can all benefit, where we can all win, and where we can all come out ahead. And I just feel like that just his willingness to share his story and to actually like share credit for it is a testament to that. So I wanted to put that forward.
Hey, he sounds like a great guy. I'm honored to have him on the show. I've done my research, of course, because whenever someone comes on, I do a little research, see what they're about. And to me, what stood out the most, Kobe, is that you have a hand in your communities. You're going out there and you're making a difference out there on the front lines, not just talking about it. You're both doing it. So I have to give you both of you props to that. But I want to bring you on, Kobe. Thanks for joining the shows.
No, thank you very much, and I'm happy to be honored to be a part of the show today. And big shout out to Josh also. Like he said, I probably met him about 12 to 13 years ago. Back then, it was called Ceasefire, the organization I work for now. Today, it's called Cure Violence Global. We look at violence as a disease that spreads from person to person. This book is something that I always wanted to have a book out there that really does talk about the work. But when I first connected with Josh, like I was a violence interrupter. My job every day was putting out fires, mediate conflict, stopping people from shooting and killing each other, just changing behavior, changing people's mindset. So once me and Josh had connected, and around that time, the Violence Interrupter documentary came out called The Interrupters. So Josh was like our communication guy. He set me up to go all over the world with the documentary. So once that happened, it's like, man, we've been talking about the book and we are talking about it. Then we'll get on the book and get off the book and all that because he was so busy. I was so busy. But we just stayed talking about it. So it started happening. We started putting it together. So I'm happy, that we sharing this space together as co-authors of this book because I want my story just to resonate with other people, right? To be able to help other people. Because people are going through different things every day. And people that look like me, sometimes people are like, they count us out. They count us out. And I always say it ain't how you start, it's how you finish. So it's important for me to encourage more of my brothers and my sisters in the world that you can do better, you can change. Redemption is real. So to have this book come out and to talk about this, it's everything to me. It's everything.
Well, I appreciate you having the courage to share your story because you said it perfectly. We all have a story to share. Doesn't matter what you look like, what your job you have, how much money you make, anything. We all battle something on the inside. And Josh knows with the Mental Health Break podcast, that's something I always try to stand on. And I bring this up often when it comes up with men's mental health. We did a story on Kevin Love. I used to do the spotlight stories. We look into these famous people to let you know we're not alone. Kevin Love talks about how he was raised to mask his emotions, mask his feelings. You're a man. We don't have these emotions, feelings. And now we're all just doing our part to destigmatize that for sure. But before I do a screen share, everyone, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're not, go to the YouTube channel so you can check it out in a second. We're going to do a screen share to preview the book. Preview your story a little bit without giving too much of the book away, Kobe.
I mean, I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot. I grew up in a household where I really had to fend for myself, do for myself. My mother was on drugs. She wasn't around. My father went to prison when I was like 5, 6 years old. He got out of prison when I was 11, got killed. So me just turning to the streets. I felt like the streets were showing me more love. So I grew up without a father, really. My mother did the best she could do for me, regardless of what she was doing. I had to turn more to my grandparents. But what really, I was just living that lifestyle. I was making bad choices, bad decisions. I was doing things every day, gang banging, selling drugs, and all that. So it was just a lot going on. But I don't feel good where I'm at right now. So I just wanted that to be in the book to know, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. It's never too late to get it right, to get it together.
I have it. I'm typing up some show notes right here. That's going to be right there at the top. It's not about how you start, it's how you finish. And that's the truth. Everyone viewing on, you know my story by now. Walking home, hit by a car, leaving a bar. You have a couple of choices. Sit and sulk. Why me? You turn something bad, something good. His different stories turned something tough challenges he had younger to something bigger. He connected with Josh. I'm going to ask one of y'all to please screen share right now so we can do a little preview of this book.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so now this is for everyone. If you're tuning in on one of the podcast channels, YouTube link will be in the show description. Go right to it and check out this behind the scenes look from Josh and Kobe.
That's a nice looking book, man. That's nice now there.
Yeah. Whoever had the design for the cover, walk us through that, what the cover process was like.
Oh wow. Yeah. We actually went through Kobe, how many was it? Iterations. Orange is actually the color of violence prevention. And so it was
Okay.
very important that we have that reflected. We wanted that color scheme. We wanted a nondescript city. Kobe, is based in Chicago, but travels all over the country, all over the world, doing these interventions, setting up programs on the ground. But wow, Kobe, how many covers do we actually
I
had a
think we
jam
went through
session.
about 20 of them, didn't we?
We really did. No
Sounds like a bunch of
exaggeration, Vince.
entrepreneurs to me, that
No
recover. Yes.
exaggeration.
The
Yeah.
recovering
About a win.
perfectionism.
And
Yes.
we just went back and forth. We were like texting each other in the middle of the night. I don't know about this one. Like da 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 da. Just kind of bringing it up. It's a t testament, to kind of this collaboration overall, because it's like we're no matter where we were in the world or traveling or whatever, we were constantly just trying to anchor it back to what are we trying to produce here? What are we trying to create?
And I appreciate you both putting this forward, creating this because of how many lives it's positively going to impact. We have a preview now. I mentioned in the beginning of the show, boys, that we're doing a little pre-release, a little pre-order, a little opportunity for some listeners here. Whichever one of you would like to take it away, please describe what that entails.
Yeah, so right now we actually have some pretty ambitious plans. We're going to be doing a 22 city tour nationwide,
You got
kicking
Tampa
off
on the
in
list? You got Tampa on the list or
we
St. Pete?
we're going to be in Florida, but we're looking at Miami and Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to convince you both to add a Tampa stop. If you need help getting a venue, you let me know. I'll go out there and help you get some stuff
Oh,
situated
that
out in
sounds good.
I
Oh,
would
that let's
that would be
put it on the list,
beautiful.
Josh.
Yeah, we're putting it on
I would love to have you all
the
out here. I mean, I'm in St. Petersburg now. It's just over the bridge. I was in the area for quite a bit of time now, and I wanted to move without moving too far.
Yeah.
So, Tampa area, as you know, it's been booming. A lot of growth here. So, you definitely keep that in mind. If you want me to help you, just let me know.
Yeah, oh, we love it. We love it. We'll definitely follow up with you on that.
Good.
But yeah, we're doing this nationwide tour. A lot of activity in Chicago, obviously, that's where we're both from. A lot of activity in New York. There's Kobe, how many sites do you have set up in New
So we're
York?
working with over 30 sites in New York who replicate the
Amazing.
Cure Violence model, and 10 sites in DC, 5 sites in Louisville, about 4 sites in Atlanta, just all over. And we got a
Really
lot of
growing.
sites in Latin America and different places. Also, this violence affects everybody.
Absolutely. Well, the work you're both doing is incredible. I'm real glad that we had a chance to get this announcement on the show. Everyone, tune in down the road. We're going to have these episodes again air on the different podcast networks. Josh, you want to throw me off a screen share?
Yeah, so if folks want to go to Interrupt the Violence, interruptingviolence.com, they can pre-order a copy of the book. Let's see. And yeah, pre-sales are available now. They'll be released everywhere books are available as of July 2nd.
July 2nd, books everywhere they're sold. That's great. Well, guys, before we sign off, now that we talked about the book, I want to let our audience know what's up with all y'all going on outside this project. We've got very ambitious men over here. What are you working on outside of this book? I'll start with you, Kobe. You mentioned that you've got all these sites populating all over the country now. Let's talk a little bit about that first site you had to set up back when you were getting started. Walk our listeners through the challenges with getting that first one off the ground.
So one of the first site we set up was in Baltimore, and it was called Safe Street. It's like when you go into other people's cities and different things like that. Remember, the governor or the health official or the mayor office or somebody reach out to us. They saw the model that we have. They say they want to utilize it. They think it could work and save lives. So we went down there to build the relationships with the community, build the relationship with the people on the ground also. And we were able to show that what we are doing is working, because in Chicago, when we first started the program, we saw like a 67% reduction in the worst, one of the worstest neighborhood in the community, I mean, in the world at that time, West Garfield Park. So a lot of people reach out and all that. And everybody just trying to find ways to help stop that shooting and killing their community. So the Cure Violence motto is a motto that really works. And it's data driven, where everything we do is data driven. We want to make sure we document everything we do, right? And we know when you hire the right credible people, you could see shooting and killing reduced in your community.
Congratulations on all the progress you've made. I look forward to seeing the next 30 get off the ground. And Josh, we know you got.
Yes, the only other thing, and what we started to do also, and we started this in Chicago, you see
I
this
was
hat?
going
Say one city. You see
to
Josh wearing that shirt? You see I'm wearing this hoodie, one city. So what this was, me and my buddy Joaquin Noah, former NBA player for the Chicago Bulls, the Knicks, and everywhere.
I'm a Knicks
What
fan.
we
Yeah, yeah,
did,
yeah.
yes, he played with the Knicks and everything. And shout out to Joaquin Noah. You see it right there. You see his jersey sitting there. Shout out to Sticks. So what we're doing also is we was able to bring 28 violence prevention groups together in Chicago in the host of one city. And what I'm saying, we bring in 28 violence prevention groups who are doing this work, and they working with the high-risk participants in these communities. So we just using basketball as a hook to bring everybody together. But the long term is to help these brothers and sisters change their mindset, their thinking, right? So able to do that, we provide programs to help them do that, right? When I say programs, we training them in conflict resolution, community engagement, building relationships, and different things like that. So to be a part of this one city has been everything. And now we've taken this one city on the road. We're gonna have it going on in DC, New York, Atlanta, and all that. So we connected with other NBA players who want to be a part of this solution
I
of
love
what
it.
we're doing to help their city and just really get back. Violence affects everybody. So it's important to do something to get back to help our brothers and sisters all over the world.
I agree with
I'm
you.
just an
It's you're
honor,
not a.
man. I'm just so happy to be a part of Cure Violence Globe because it really gave me an opportunity not to just change my life, but to help change other people's life all over the world.
Well, congratulations again on how far you both are coming in this great journey. Before we sign off, Josh, our listeners know about your start. They've had the chance to hear your journey on the Entrepreneur Show. Tell us what the latest is with your company.
Sure. So, the two things that I wanted to just piggyback off of what Kobe just
Please.
mentioned with the one city. First, Joakim Noah, who Kobe is really tight with. We interviewed him for the book. He's featured throughout the book. He also wrote the foreword to it. So
Incredible.
he is a completely invested individual. The second thing I wanted to mention is that, inspired by Kobe's work, inspired by everything that, we've kind of documented in the book, we've launched our own nonprofit, Transform Justice. That is essentially, as you and many of your listeners know, Odd Duck is focused on storytelling for social change. That's what my company does. Transform Justice is really focused on the narrative, the stories that we tell around public safety, around violence prevention, around formerly incarcerated, and trying to change that narrative for the better. It's the everything that I've learned from Odd Duck has been poured into Transform Justice. And Kobe and I are co-founders. We started this thing from the ground up to try to drive this story and this change overall. And we've facilitated, one city through a lot of the Transform Justice work. Kobe, did you want to?
Tell them about Alex Kotlowicz, man.
Oh, sorry.
You
And
can't bring
Alex
Alex.
Kotlowicz, he's a filmmaker behind The Interrupters and the author of best-selling books like that, There Are No Children Here, The Other Side of the River. Alex actually wrote the preface to the book as well.
That's awesome.
So definitely shout out to AK for
You've got some people
helping us
involved in
out.
this project, but it doesn't surprise me when Josh puts something out in the world. I know a lot of good's going to be attracted to that. I got to thank you both so much for having this story hit on one of my shows. I'm honored to have that happen. Everyone out there, be sure to go to the links in bio. I'm going to have them send me everything we need for all of the foundations and organizations they spoke about.
Absolutely.
Whatever sounds like it's of interest to you, be sure to click that link, go check it out, and they're willing to connect with you because they want to make a difference. Boys, thank
Awesome.
you so much for stopping by. We're signing off
Thank you,
today from
Vince.
Chicago down to Tampa. You heard it. They said they're going to make a stop here. So if you're here, got to hold them to it now. So we're going to see them out here soon celebrating that
Yes.
book release. Because just so you know, Florida, if you were to drive, like I've done the drive from New York many times, you get to Florida, you get to Jacksonville at the tip. It's like another 4 hours to Tampa, 4 hours to South Beach.
So we got to go there anyway.
You got to stop along the, you got to
It's on
stop along.
the
Got to stop along the way.
way.
It's halfway. And then you got
Yes.
Orlando in Central Florida, like us. It's a ridiculously big state. And you have a lot of opportunity here. If I can get you set up anywhere, just please let me know. Take care,
Awesome.
guys.
Thanks,
Okay.
Vince.
Yep.
You
Thanks a
too.
lot. Appreciate
Thanks.
you.
Bye.